Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos year. We are continuing the halachas of Hoytza'ah. And in last year, we spoke about wearing jewelry outside without an Erev. And today, in Mi'atz Hashem, we will start speaking about a very important and interesting topic about wearing watches outside in a place without an Erev. So there are some type of ornaments that are called dual-purpose ornaments. There are things that have a useful function, but they also can be worn as a decorative item. For example, a watch, a gold watch. First of all, it tells time. And second of all, also, it's very nice. It's a piece of jewelry also. It looks very nice. So maybe it has din of a tachshir of a malbush. So what's the halacha about wearing dual-purpose ornaments outside without an Erev? So the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Shin Aleph, Sif Yud Aleph, talks about a case where someone wanted to go out with a key. And usually keys are made out of copper and metal. But he decided to make himself a silver key and hang it from his or her neck as a necklace, a beautiful silver key. And now it became a tachshit. And this way, it could serve two purposes. First of all, it'll be used as a key to get into your house. It's a nice silver key. And number two is it's a tachshit because it's made out of silver, so it's beautiful. So it's a tachshit. So the Shulchan Aruch wants to know if you're allowed to wear this outside on Shabbos. So he writes like this, Dovah also a tachshit will establish, but it's something that's made as a ornament and also as a use. So for the useful function, kagoin mafteches na'ish al kesef, nice keys made out of silver, kamin tachshit, zokta machava osir, sharoya oimer, shotzer tachshit maitzi. Which means even though l'chayra it's a tachshit, so it should be mutter to wear it outside, but since people think you're doing it for a key, so it's a marasayin. Then the machava says, v'yesh matirim mushal kesef. Some say that it's made out of silver, it's mutter. And the Mishmuru explains, because it's only marasayin if I'm wearing a regular key on my neck, so it's clearly I'm wearing it outside in order to open a door for the useful function. But if it's made out of silver, that's not the normal way to make a key. Why did I make it out of silver? It must be because I want to make a nice ornament. And therefore that makes it into a tachshit. And the Sharetzian in Sivkatan Lamaches speaks out, is only if you're wearing it l'shem tachshit. If you're wearing it solely just to open the door and you don't like the way it looks, and you're not wearing it for tachshit at all, so then, it's aser. It's only if you're wearing it for both reasons, so even though it also has a use, but since it's also a tachshit, it's mutter. And this man the Yama holds, this tzad in the mechava holds, it's no marasayim, because everyone sees it's silver. Therefore, they're not going to get confused and think you're allowed to walk out with a regular key. And halacha l'maisa, the Mishaburu says, you can make it like the second day in Shulchan Aruch, that if it's a dual-purpose ornament, and you're wearing it l'tachshit as well, for the both reasons you're wearing it, and you're wearing it for tachshit, then it's mutter to go out with it on Shabbos. That's how the Mishmur says you can make it like that shita, even though the Mechava sounds like the Iker is the first shita, that's the Marasai, and he says you can be make it on a second shita. So that is all the halacha by a silver key. Now the Bir halacha talks about, what about a watch? Now in those days they had watches that they hung from the neck with a string. They had a little string, it hung like a necklace, and you hung the watch from the neck. The Bir halacha says that's for sure usher to go out on Shabbos. And he says, for two reasons. He says, number one, you can't tell me you're wearing that letachshit. Because the raya is, if that watch stops telling time, it breaks, it doesn't work anymore. You would never wear that outside. That watch is not a tachshit. It's a watch on a string they're wearing on your neck. You're only wearing it if it tells time. And therefore, it's not a tachshit, and therefore it's asa atzaitza. It's not even a tachshit at all. And he says, and even if you yourself, you decide, you know, this is a tachshit for me. I'll wear it even when it's broken. You know, for me it's a tachshit. But you still have the marasayin here. And here everyone will agree you have marasayin. The only reason why he said by the kesef, the key made out of silver is no marasayin, because silver is something different, so people understand that it's a tachshit. But if you're wearing a regular watch from your neck, so everyone understands that's for a useful function, not for a tachshit. And therefore you have a problem of marasayin. So therefore the Bi'ar Halacha comes out that there's two reasons why it is usur to wear a watch from your neck on Shabbos. Number one, he says, because your kavana is for the useful function. It's not for a tachshit, not for a piece article of clothing. And therefore, it's carrying. Haraya, you don't wear it if it stops working. Number two is that it's a marasayin. Even if you're wearing it because you think it's a tachshit, you like it. But still, since it's a marasayin, people think that you're wearing it for the purpose of useful function. Therefore, that makes it also a marasayin. So that's the halacha l'maaseh. The Bi'ar Halacha says a watch that hangs from your neck is also to wear on Shabbos. Why? Because the two reasons, because it's not a tachshit, and also everyone thinks it's not a tachshit, and therefore it's also. And next year we'll talk about wristwatches.